Michigan Adventures. Most people mistakenly believe that Michigan is surrounded by what is known as Great Lakes. In reality, there is nothing lake about them. Those are great sweet water seas. Their real names are as follows: the Michigan Sea, the Superior Sea, the Huron Sea, and the Erie Sea. Though I have never personally seen it, some parts of the seas freeze in winter. Originally, the full name for Michigan was Cape Michigan. A cape is defined as a large headland extending into a body of water, usually the sea. There is also a small peninsula called the Upper Peninsula, often shortened to UP by the locals, apparently. And the Cape is bound to United States by means of a land named Ohio, which is only technically a state. What it really is a welcoming point for all the people arriving from the great many seas. And the Ohio landmass is where my adventure begun. Frequently, I would find myself thinking I'm going one way, but realizing I was going somewhere else entirely. I thrive on such wonderful events, with one exception. Each time I arrive at Bowling Green, Ohio, I realize that I have moved away from the seas, which is where all the fun is. Bowling Green is only as fun as it sounds. I cheerfully turned my car around, knowing that now I'm headed the right way onto 75, and grabbed some chips while I was at it. Munching on my chips, I figured I should drive as far as the roads take me, as Cape Michigan can only take you to more sea. I ended up in the UP by crossing a very large bridge. Most of that I don't remember because it was frankly quite stressful, and I think I just blocked it out. I discovered a shipwreck museum, and I decided to search for a hotel in Paradise City, or a city named Paradise, or something like that. The hotel I found was magnificent. They had a model of a great ship in the lobby, and I doodled it into my journal. Oddly, there was nowhere to go, but there was a tiny little store, and it was fun to poke around at things. I spent most of the day enjoying looking at the Superior Sea. It truly was a superior experience. Though as I went down for dinner, I left the windows open. And upon my return, my room was filled with thousands of large mosquitoes. So I grabbed a pillow and slept in the tub. It was fine. The Shipwreck Museum was a dream, but I spent most of the time wondering how it was possible that there were 500 shipwrecks there. You'd think they'd learn after one or two. I was there a goody long while, but I made the mistake of not becoming more interested in bird watching. There's an entire community of bird watchers up there. Clearly, this is something that is worth the while. I was on my meandering way towards the more southern seas when I discovered the city of Ludington. I stayed a whole month. I explored the state park, I camped at the Jack Pine hiking site, and I got my first taste of Nordhaus Dunes. Nordhaus is a small wilderness positioned on the coast of the Michigan Sea. I had many great little adventures there. I swam in the lake during the day and built little bonfires to roast sausages for dinner in the evening. Never had a problem with mosquitoes, and the wilderness was free to camp in. The optional parking was just a few dollars per week, and one could park further down the road for free. My second visit to Nordhaus featured a magnificent storm. It was the most terrifying and majestic night of my life. I was awoken in the middle of the night by thunder. It was deafening, and the rain was just crazy. The thunder was all around, and I was surrounded by metal stakes in the ground. There was nowhere to go and nowhere to run, just the bright flashes of the midnight sun. I've put in a song I liked, and the thunder grew tame. And before I knew it, the morning came.